Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Ruby Hutt, the owner of Oliver's Farm Stand in Goshen. Who is Oliver, Ruby? Why isn't it
Oliver,
Ruby's farm stand?
Boss. He's my boss.
Ah.
He is my 3 3/4-year-old son.
Aww.
Who owns the farm stand. He created it the year he was born.
Oh, wow.
And,
that's ambitious. What do you have available at your farm stand?
What don't we have available would probably be the...
Do you got booze?
And we have everything. We have... I've pretty much decided that I don't want to ever go to the store again. I have a small little store that provides you with anything you would need for a complete meal. Right now, you can come and get some wild-caught haddock, have a bag of gourmet rice, and some beautiful organic greens and local tomatoes for a salad.
So you decided to start a farm stand the year that your son was born? Is that how I'm understanding this?
Yeah, full disclosure, I went from a full-time job in addition to a part-time job, and I had a son and decided that I was going to be a stay-at-home mom. Shortly after that, we moved up here 4 years ago. We moved a week before Christmas with our newborn son.
Moved from where?
From the Valley, from South Deerfield. And I needed another activity. Staying at home and poking my child all day was proved to be not enough, and I needed something that I could do with my son. And we started talking to local people, and they said, hey, this guy down the corner used to sell corn. He made a killing. And I went, well, heck, I could sell corn.
Yeah.
And I grew up working on farms in the Valley, started at Barr's Farm when I was 12 years old. And yeah, I've always had a passion for it. So I put up a tent and started a farm stand.
So I'm kind of curious, is there anything in your childhood that might have given us a clue that you might end up with a farm stand?
Well, probably and probably not. I actually, my original passion is horses, and I last 30 years have ridden, trained, and worked with professionals here in Virginia. After I had my son, that kind of put a damper on me being able to sort of pursue that. And I've always had a passion for food and agriculture and local agriculture, especially. I ended up going to UMass for animal science. I got a pre-vet degree, but I've always, throughout that time, I always worked on farms. I grew up hoeing tobacco and baling hay and working on vegetable farms. And it's really always been kind of in my DNA, I guess. I never thought I'd own a farm stand. I always thought I'd have a career in horses, but I'm pretty happy the way that it's evolved.
Especially given the times where a lot of people are more reluctant to go to a store or probably should be, you know, taking it easy, not going as frequently. For me, farm stands that I route my ride home past farm stands that I know
right.
will have what I need. And so is it like, you know, pay in the honor system kind of way, or how does it work when I drive past your farm stand, or I guess Oliver's farm stand,
Oliver's
in the center of Goshen?
Be very careful. He's a terrible boss, and he'll be really offended if you take away that ownership.
Sorry, Oliver.
So we are a self-serve stand. We do have a faith and a self-serve honor system, and thankfully we live in a wonderful community that I've been able to maintain that. Technologically, I'm very challenged, but I was able to set up a personal Venmo and a personal Apple Pay. So I am now offering those for people that don't want to do cash or don't have cash.
You know, you and I did talk previously, and you did also share, though, that you did have an activity when you were younger on vacation that I thought was a little bit of a precursor to this.
Yes, that's right. The lemonade stand. I have always sort of been out there, and when we would go on vacation, I wanted to make money, and so my brother and I would set up a lemonade stand, and on vacation I would put myself to work. I've always really wanted to be a part of my community, and when we moved here when I was 6, I went up and down my street knocking on doors, saying, "Hey, you got any kids I can play with?" And so I've always really been like to be involved with people and serving people. And so maybe you're right. Maybe there was a little glimmer of the retail business in there.
And then your newborn son gets that same entrepreneurial spirit from his mother and
you got
starts
it.
A farm stand the day that he's born. That, you know, that's something. I don't know if you want to make money. I didn't think agriculture was the place that you should do it.
It's not. And, you know, that's why I have a husband that excavates in order to support my horrible habit of running a farm stand.
So your farm stand has been going for This is your fourth year, correct?
Fourth season, yep.
Yeah. So I'm kind of curious. Obviously, there's a huge learning curve in every business. I'm wondering some of the things that you've had to learn just because you didn't do it before.
Some of them, like all of them, like how to run a retail business. It really is, it's been from the ground up. I have no idea what I'm doing. Let's just be honest.
None of us do.
It's all off the cuff. I have had to learn how to get customers. I've had to learn how to get producers, integrate into that world of wholesale buying. And I pretty much did it by just reaching out to people and say, hey, how do I do this? How do I buy from you? How does this work? And every farm's different and every farm's unique and every producer I work with is unique. And it literally has just come down to me calling people. I have Holly Kellogg. Hey, she sells beef. She has beef for sale. She's in Chesterfield, Mass. Holly Berry Pharma. Hey, can I sell your beef? Absolutely. And it's been pretty much that simple. It's just reaching out to people, seeing how their process works, and seeing if they want to be a part of my farm.
Ruby Hutt, who is from Oliver's Farm Stand in the center of Goshen. You know, far be it from me to tell people what to do. And Oliver, as you mentioned, is a little bit of a hard boss to work for. But if your name is Ruby Hutt, don't you think you could have called it the Ruby Hutt?
That is very clever. I feel like that would be a little narcissistic. I'm going to leave the narcissism to my son. It can be his name.
Okay.
And besides putting his name on the sign, you know, as he gets older, he's going to have to take over the farm stand and thus take care of me and my husband as we age. So between that and him taking over my husband's excavation business, he's got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
He's got his whole life planned. And,
until
really
he rebels, and then you'll see.
Oh, no. He's got it all planned. I've got it all planned for him. And so he has nothing to worry about, as every parent does for their child. They just plan their future, and it goes exactly according to how we think.
Excellent. Yeah. Ruby Hutt from the Ruby Hutt, otherwise known as Oliver's Farm Stand in Goshen, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.